March Madness has come and gone. Sorry, Zags. Way to go, Heels. But other seasons are starting and ending. The Masters, the first major golf tournament of the year, teed off today in Augusta, Georgia. Next week, the playoffs start in the NBA and the NHL. And this week saw opening days in Major League Baseball. So let's talk about that with Mike Pesca, here now's sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So last year, this little thing happened where the Cubs just shredded the headlines when they won their first World Series since 1908. Some are saying this might be an even better season for them. What do you think?
Well, they're a great team, and a lot of their players were young, especially their position players, so you could project some growth. Offensively, they could very well be better. They lost Dexter Fowler and a couple other players. Here's the thing and the problem, and it's not much of a problem. The Cubs are an excellent team. They've got a great manager, and they play in a rather weak division. But last year, their pitchers were all healthy. I think their five starters, you know, missed just a handful of starts among them, and that never happens. And winning in baseball is about a lot of things, but these days, it's pretty much become, success in baseball is just a proxy for if your pitchers don't get hurt. So since the Cubs held up so well last year, we expect to see a little regression. I do expect them to get in the playoffs, though. And, you know, it'll be the old boring story of the Cubs always winning the World Series, perhaps.
So in the National League, they might be the biggest threat. Just name a team that will be a bigger or a threat to them.
I think the Dodgers will be better than the Cubs. Las Vegas disagrees. I've had my disputes with that city over the years. But just in terms of talent and Clayton Kershaw, the best pitcher in baseball, they could in the regular season win more games. And then again, we'll see what happens in the playoffs.
Okay. By the way, the American League, a long way from October. Is Cleveland the favorite?
Cleveland's good. People don't think that they can say that the Houston Astros are the favorite because they've been so terrible for so long, but some advanced metrics are telling us that the Astros could do it if, have I mentioned this, if their arms stay healthy. That seems to be important in baseball.
Yeah. Major League Baseball wants to speed up the pace of play almost more than we speed up these segments to try to get everything in. The average length of a game is just over 3 hours. How do you do that, speed it up?
I don't think it's that difficult. I think it's umpires telling batters when they step out of the bat box to adjust their gloves or to do nothing. You have to get back in here. And so I think it's just a matter of umpires umpiring and saying you've got to get in and not step out and not giving guys time out. It's that time between pitches where nothing happens. I don't even mind a pitcher looking a runner over or throwing to first or things like that. It's no one on base. Batter steps out. Oh, the gloves have to be adjusted. You didn't even swing.
But that's a part of the thing. They adjust everything, as you know. And that's a ritual. you're messing with Major League players' rituals.
If you go back to the... Is it a ritual or OCD? You know, ritual has a pejorative also. If you go back, I'm not talking about the era of Mordecai Three Finger Brown. I'm talking about if you go back to the 90s, it just wasn't done. It wasn't done at the rate it's done now. And you could shave 20 minutes off a game with enforcement of that.
Okay. Real quick, the hockey playoffs start next week. NHL says its players will not play in the Winter Olympics next year in South Korea. Quick thought.
The Russians aren't going to send their players either. It's another blow to the Winter Olympics. I think that brand of the Olympics is really hurting. Only two cities even want to host the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, take that up at another time. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. He also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Check it out. Mike, stop adjusting everything. It's radio.
I want my arm to stay healthy.
It's here and now.